I feel pretty lucky. I'm here in the 1RPM studio bringing in Brent Cobb. And he has with him an old friend of the radio station, Big Mike. How are you guys doing? How have you been? We love you guys.
Oh, man, we've been good. We've been running around like crazy, but glad to be here too, Dan.
All right. We had your showmate, Anderson East, in here yesterday. Yeah. You guys got a sold-out show tonight at Ryman Auditorium. And, Brent, you're going to be doing the Opry tomorrow night.
That's correct.
How many times have you done the Opry?
This will only be my second time.
Second time. Well, that's still pretty cool.
Oh, man, it's great. Yeah, I'm glad. Just glad they were to ask me back, you know?
Yeah. I'd never been to the Opry before. I've been to where they do the Opry, but I hadn't caught a show, and they brought it to Bonnaroo this year. That was my first time catching an Opry was at Bonnaroo.
I didn't know that.
Yeah.
I didn't know that, doesn't it? Did you see that when you went down, Mike?
I didn't see it. I would have liked to. It sounded cool.
Man.
Yeah, it's pretty cool. Well, got Brent Cobb here in the 1RPM studio. We've been playing tracks from his latest album, Providence Canyon. He's going to play a couple of them live here in the 1RPM studio. What do you guys want to do first?
We're going to do a song called The King of Alabama. It's, about a friend of mine named Wayne Mills, who was I considered to be the king of Alabama. Many folks worthy of that crown, but this guy kind of had all the boxes checked off. He, first of all, he played for the Tide. He played football for Alabama.
Wow.
Which is a big deal around here, you know.
Yeah, I think they have the best team they've ever had right now.
Yeah, well, we ain't got to talk about all that.
Are you a Georgia fan,
Brent? Well, yeah. Anyway, go Dawgs. But no, Wayne played for the Tide. People like Jamie Johnson used to open shows for Wayne Mills. Blake Shelton even used to open shows for Wayne. He died. He got shot and killed the night of the George Jones tribute show here in town.
Oh my gosh.
On Broadway. There's a big story. And he introduced me. He was a really good fella. He introduced me to a lot of people that I know nowadays through, you know, in the business. And wouldn't know half the folks that I know now if it wasn't for this guy, Wayne. And a couple of days after all this happened on Broadway, he left behind a 7-year-old son and a wife. And I got to thinking about his son, because my wife was pregnant with our daughter at the time, and I just couldn't imagine growing up, my daughter growing up without me around, and then B, being 7 years old and losing my dad, you know? And so I started writing this song, and I wound up finishing it with a guy named Adam Hood, who's also a great artist. He's from Alabama as well, and we kind of met through Wayne. And when we got finished with this song, I thought maybe it'd be a cool thing to do if we could add Wayne's son as a co-writer to this song. And so we got a hold of Wayne's widow and asked her permission, sent her the song, and she got back and she loved the song, and we were able to add his son as a co-writer, who's now 10 years old. And so any little bit that this song might make someday, a third of it's going to go, it goes straight into Wayne's old publishing company, you know. Anyway, this is the King Alabama.
What a story. My hair is down the back of my neck. Thanks for sharing that. It's Brent Cobb live here on Lightning 100.
Here we go.
Let the wind take
gone home. Midnight, so the story goes. You can't trust nobody, it don't matter how close. It was a friend that took him from his family. I keep his chain in my pocket, his son in my prayers every stage I'm on. I can feel him there where some people calculate moves. He never had a thing to prove. He just let the wind take him where it may. Yeah, well, it's a damn shame the way things go. It's too bad we have to lose a good foe. But the king of Alabama has gone home.
That is Brent Cobb live in the 1RPM studio, backed by Big Mike, who is a longtime friend of the radio station ever since he showed up with some cheer wine.
that's how you do it. That's how you get friends.
I'm cheer wine and dine people.
Yes, he showed up with some cheer wine, turned us on to it, and so he's always welcome, as is Brent Cobb. Wow, I didn't know the story behind that song, so that's really powerful and really cool that you put that kid as a co-writer. That's amazing.
I just think someday that he's probably going to have a lot to say.
Yeah,
you know?
Yeah.
And, you know, if I can give him any kind of step in the right direction, you know, any kind of, I don't know, I just feel for him. I can't imagine, man, you know. His dad loved him so much, you know. Anyway, we don't have to keep going down that road, but it just was just a heck of a situation.
When you were seven years old, your dad brought you out on stage in his band, right?
Correct.
That was the first time you sang publicly?
That's right. Yeah, we played at the American Legion Hall in Richland, Georgia. We sang, I sang Don't Take the Girl by Tim McGraw.
That's awesome. Brent Cobb is here. His most recent album came out in May, Providence Canyon, follow-up to Shine On Rainy Day. Both records he did here in Nashville with his cousin Dave Cobb, and got to do that out at RCA Studio A. 10 good years in this town, and in 10-year town, and Georgia stole you back.
Hey, man, yeah, I couldn't leave and never go back there. I didn't want to leave in the first place. And what's crazy about RCA and recording with Dave over there, by the way, is that 10 years ago, when I moved to town, my first demo session I did as a staff writer at Carnival Music was at when it was called Javelina, you know, over there. It's just kind of like a full circle. We got to do the record in there, and pretty incredible, man. It's been a crazy 10 years.
So you just said you didn't want to move to Nashville. You didn't really want to move
I didn't want to move anywhere. I just wanted to, I don't know what I wanted to do. I just wanted to stay down in rural Georgia and hope.
Yeah, I think I heard you were developing film at a Walgreens when you got your songwriting contract.
I was, yeah. I was. I don't think that job exists anymore. I was technically a photo specialist.
A photo specialist, all right.
And yeah, I was working down in Franklin. Miss Vicky Trotter, my manager down there, and it was the second day I got here. I just went in and gave an application, and I remember them going, "Wow!" And she like called the other managers, like, this guy actually has an application and stuff. And, maybe we should give him a shot. And so the next day, they put me on developing film, and I did that for about a year.
Did they let you look at the pictures? I mean, was it?
Yeah, I don't think people realize how you see everything that they bring in. Yeah, you get some crazy pictures in there sometimes.
Yeah, I bet you could you could write an album. You could write songs based off of photo, looking at photos like that.
For sure. I think probably what's that 1 hour? It was a 1 hour photo that Robin Williams, that creepy Robin Williams movie.
Yeah,
I did something sort of creepy one time. I think it wasn't creepy to me, but looking back now, it's a little creepy. I had the first record that Dave and I made in 06. It was called No Place Left to Leave. Of course, I'm trying to get my music out there. You know, I just moved to Nashville, and I'm developing these like, about my age people. At the time, I'm 22 years old, you know, and I'm developing their pictures, and I see that they like to do the same kind of stuff I like to do, speaking of seeing into other people's lives. And so I'm going, man, I bet they'd really like my album. You know, we're kind of similar. So I take my album. This has got to be highly illegal. I don't know. I take my album and I put it in their picture package for when they come to pick it up. And this girl comes to pick her pictures up. And I'm like, I get to thinking about it. I'm like, hey, I just want to let you know before I put my CD in there, I think you and your friends might like it. I don't want to freak you out or anything. Well, she leaves, and then I'm stocking the shelf in my little department area of Walgreens, and next thing I know, this two dudes, are you Brent? Like, hey, yeah, what's going on? They're like, there's a girl that come in here. My girlfriend came in here a while ago, and she said you was trying to hit on her, man. I was like, no, man, I just gave her my CD. I thought y'all might like it. And he was like, well, you need to watch out. You better watch out. And, the thing, it didn't bother, I laughed at him. The thing that bothered me the most is, you know what, that guy probably, like, did a burnout on my CD and never listened to it. But it might would have been his favorite record right? ever. But he'll never know because he got jealous, you know? Anyway, that's a weird story.
No. I think that's great. I hope that someday he realizes.
I hope he's listening right now. Yeah, hey, buddy.
I hope that he's
it
like.
It was me.
That was Brent Cobb. Yeah, that's yeah. No, I think that's pretty legit. When you got here to Nashville, the songwriters that you were working with, the folks, you know, because this was when your first year you're writing songs for other folks. And one of them, I believe this is right, you just finished some touring with him. Chris Stapleton was one of the songwriters.
Oh yeah, yeah. Me and Chris wrote about 7 years ago. I had an idea about a dog named Rastus, and it's the first co-writer I ever had with Chris, and he's always been, you know, an idol to a lot of people on Music Row. At that time, he'd already been in town for 12 years, you know, writing big songs, and so we got this right with Chris, and I walked in and said, hey, man, I got this idea about a dog named Rastus, and I had this little chord progression, and Chris just looked at me and said, I don't think I feel like writing a song about a dog today. All right, then. You just tell me what you want to do. So we didn't write a song about a dog. That was the only time, that was the first and last time we ever got together to write. But he has had us on tour for 2 years in a row, so maybe I didn't mess it up too much.
Brent Cobb in the 1RPM studio. He's part of a sold-out show tonight at the Ryman with Anderson East. It is at 8 o'clock. He's also going to be on the Grand Ole Opry for the second time tomorrow as he continues touring in support of Providence Canyon. He's got a big Mike Harris here to help him out on backing vocals and lead guitar. What are you going to do right now?
Well, first, I got, you know, the name Big Mike is out of date now. Oh. He has a new name.
Oh, what's his new name? Okay.
Every night, Chris gets us up on stage to perform Might As Well Get Stoned with him. And then when he introduces Mike, it gets 20,000 people to say, "Hey, Big Fuzzy."
Big Fuzzy. All right. All right. We can do this. All right. Got to reprogram the brain. Mm-hmm.
Chris made sure to find out that I hated that name before he started asking 20,000 people at a time to say it.
Yeah, that is true.
But now I kind of like it.
Yeah.
Okay. Ask me if I like being a lieutenant.
Yeah, exactly. Exactly.
Man, I think we should do a song for my old buddy from Walgreens.
Yeah.
This song's called 30-06, I Feel Your Pain.
This is Brent Cobb.
Wait, it's called 30-06.
Live on Lightning 100.
This town's too small to be playing those kinds.
Lightning 100. Yeah. Brent Cobb getting backed by Big Fuzzy.
Big Fuzzy.
Big Fuzzy. Big Fuzzy Mike. And Brent Cobb here in the 1RPM studio. Brent Cobb going to be out with Anderson East tonight at Ryman Auditorium. Sold out show. It's tomorrow night. Brent Cobb is going to be making his second appearance on the Grand Ole Opry. And man, congrats on another great record and all
kinds of
success. It's great to see you doing so well, and I'm happy you brought along our old friend Mike.
Always. Well, we'll be back as often as y'all will have us.
So,
thank you, man. Thanks for caring.
All right, sounds good. BrentCobbMusic.com if you're looking for more. Pick up Providence Canyon and Shine On Rainy Day in your favorite record store.